big budget, so I need a price.
Okay, absolutely. Yes, I'm just grabbing John to apply that rate for me. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Speaking.
Hey, William. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Sarah asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but before I jump into the pricing, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No.
Okay.
No, I just need the price. That's all I need.
Okay. No worries. I've been working on this listing for the last hour, so I got the pricing page right here. Have you heard of James Medit Plumbing and Heating and Kaufman and Davis Plumbing Service?
Yes.
Okay. Those are the two that are up there now. So we have one spot available for JW. Those guys are both on what's called a platinum package with the website included. It's $249 month to month. There's no, like, long-term contract or commitment required.
So it's $250 a month just to get on Google's page right there.
Yep, and we keep you up there for 15 different keywords. You could cover up to a 40-mile radius, too, so you got a pretty broad service area that you can cover, but usually they customize it during their client interview when they're customizing
their
website.
No, I don't really want 20 miles, nothing more than that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's easier on us, less programming for us. So that's totally fine. We could customize it for you. But, yeah, it's only $249. There's no other charges. We don't charge per lead or click or call for these verified local listings. So the $249 is all you'll get charged one time each month.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
and that's
for this,
everything.
That's everything. Yeah, there's no other charges. And we're going to do your Google verification. We're a Google partner, so that's a big deal for a lot of business owners. You know, people have to be able to look you up and see your real company, see your reviews and everything. So you'll have that, and then that's something you'll be able to keep even if you leave our company later. You'll still be Google verified.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the name of your business?
Local Splash. Like local, like people in your area, then Splash like water. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. Local Splash. All
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, to help if you look us up real quick and make it a lot easier. You know, you're talking to the right people.
Yeah.
But Angie's actually uses a Google partner like us to get the leads that they sell to you. So we're basically just talking about cutting out your middleman here.
Yeah, I see that. And you're cheaper than Angie's, but...
Oh. Just cheaper because we're not charging you per lead. If you were to do Google Guarantee, which is another one of Google's products, that's where you see guys like Central Plumbing and Drains and RFC Contracting, then you'll get some numbers kind of like you're seeing on Angie's, except for the Google leads, actually, they connect you live with the customer. So it'd be a lot better quality. Angie's, they kind of text you the information. You got to call them back, but they send the lead to like three or four people. So it's not exactly a live or an emergency situation, which most jobs in your industry are like, they need a guy out same day, next day.
Yeah, it's generally what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why these local listing guys, they do really well because they could just call you live. It's not like a lead. They got to wait for you to call them back.
Yeah, no, it's just... Yeah, I know it would help out a lot.
Oh, what was that?
I said I know it would help out a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, Google advertising for plumbers and HVAC contractors has been the most profitable way to market for them for the last, like, 17 years. Might be 18 years now. It's been a long time. It's just people, once the Yellow Pages went mobile and turned into YP.com, it basically became obsolete, and then Google is the primary way of people finding a home service provider.
Yeah, see, I just Googled plumbers in my area. Plumbers near me. And I got Central Plumbing, RFC.
Yeah, those are Google guaranteed, though. The ones that say Central Plumbing and RFC, they're doing pay-per-lead.
Yeah.
Okay, if you scroll down a little further, you'll see sponsored guys. Those guys are doing pay-per-click. Then there's a map, and then there'll be three top recommended options next to the map. You'll be one of those guys. They're verified local listings. So these guys, it's just 240. Yeah, it's just $249 a month. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call like the other companies. Not saying that we can't grow you into a point where, you know, you can compete with Central Plumbing and RFC Contracting, right. But it's going to take time.
But for right now.
Yeah, right now I feel like this will be more than enough, especially we want to make sure that you can handle the volume of what comes in just from that 20-mile radius before we say, hey, let's Google guarantee you. And then if you want to do Google guarantee in the future, you pay an application fee, and then they do a background check on you. So it's an in-depth background screening. They'll give every one of your customers $2,000 for the lifetime, or it's like an insurance for the lifetime of the work, and then the leads are exclusive. But I think that's probably at least like 2-3 months down the line, realistically, for us to even talk about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I did look you up. You're legit, I guess you would say.
Yeah. I mean, I've been working here 12 years myself. It's a great company. Can't tell you how many guys.
Well, the thing is that, like, right now, I got a Monday through Friday job, too. And I have to hold on at the moment. But I'm not ready to get rid of. So
right.
The other thing is that I can't take on a lot more work right now to justify getting rid of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, but if something should change in the future,
you gotta grow to that point, you know? Don't you gotta like build up the reputation before you leave the full-time job?
Yeah, I do, but I do have work coming in like right now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like if I go on to Google and it really starts calling a lot, then I don't want to have the name where I'm starting to turn people down.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing though. Everybody that's up there is going to get more than enough calls. I mean, it's just, unless you're an octopus with 8 arms and you got 10 other octopuses working for you, you're going to have to turn people down. You know, they're cherry picking. So that's how it goes. They just cherry pick. They'll get a surplus of leads and jobs and then they cherry pick. Rather than what you're doing now is like you pay this lead fee and then it's like you try to make it work because you're going to get charged for the lead no matter what. And then the lead's going to 3 or 4 other guys. Like, why have that middleman in there? Open yourself up. And then you could also network a lot better to where you kind of have like a pipeline and, you know, your CRM system and our app that'll have like a pipeline of reoccurring clients and new clients consistently coming in to where you'll have the stability to leave the full-time job and it won't just be like a back burner thing anymore.
Yeah, no. I hear you. Be a good thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere, you know, but for a lot of businesses, it's like you don't start until people know that you're there, and this is what it is. It's like a lot of guys, they'll be in business, and they'll just kind of nitpick what they can, and basically everybody starts out as a part-time job until they get to this point where it's like the community's aware that you're there, and then they can reach you easily, if need be.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to think about it as like, you know, oh, if I start doing this, I'm going to get inundated. That's not the case. It's just further legitimizing the company. And then if you did decide after a couple months, like, hey, this isn't a good fit, I mean, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But what I think you're going to find is, like you said, it's cheaper than what you're already doing now, and it's going to bring more opportunities to the table. And I'm pretty sure if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, it'd be a no-brainer for you. It's like a long-term solution. A lot of guys, when they get that first page placement, they keep it until they close their doors.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is I already paid Angie's.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish the, I still got like another 20-some days with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or like, I think it's 20 days or 24 days or 22 days or something like that with them.
Yeah,
I'm gonna finish that off, and if it doesn't pan out, you know, if I don't like what I end up getting on, excuse me, out of them days, then I'm going to, I'll call you back. I mean, I get the same offer, but I'm not gonna spend another $250 on top of what I've already spent. You know, because I'm not getting that money back from Angie's if I cancel.
Yeah.
They're going to keep it anyways, so it doesn't, why would I don't want to throw it away, and I don't want to put another $250 up right offhand.
Right, Right. Well, no, yeah, I mean, what you're saying makes sense. It's just the local listings, like, we only call out for these ones when there's a spot open. But, I mean, if you are interested in doing, like, Google Guarantee, and you can get through the background check for that, or if you want to do Google Ads, we could always do those later. But these local listings where you don't have to pay-per-click and pay-per-lead, you know, these ones are based on availability. And that's really what's making it so affordable for you to attain it at $249 is it's a local listing, and we have a spot open. You know, if we don't have that spot open, then we can't get you a local listing. We got to wait. Sometimes.
Like, how many openings do you have like that?
Right now, we just have one. But the last time we had an opening for this area was 11 months ago. So it's not very common that we have these spots open up. What was that?
I guess. Who left?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding you. Can you say that again?
Yeah, like who left the seat or who left at the...
Like who was there previously?
Yeah.
I think it was A. Johnson Plumbing and Heating. Yeah, it looks like it was A. Johnson Plumbing and Heating, Inc. Yep. And they had American Plumbing and Heating Services on the list as well. These guys asked for a callback. BP Excavation asked for a callback. But usually when they do that, we don't, like, put the listing on a hold, you know. We just keep going down the list until we fill the position. Once it fills, then they just close it out. It goes to that guy.
Okay, I got
you. Yeah. It's not like a... It's just because we're a partner of Google. We're not actually Google. Google doesn't call about it. So they'll just create a list, and then our job is to go fill it. So my reps like Tara that you were talking to, there's like 40 of them downstairs. They just go down this list until the position fills for this area. Then we move on. Different industry, different area. And then you have a team that would host it for you and make sure it's working. What are your concerns about doing something like this, though? If it's month to month, it's $249, I mean, you have a company. I'm sure you didn't get into business for your next-door neighbor to have a plumbing emergency and not even be able to find you if they were looking for a plumber.
No, I didn't do that.
You have a $10,000 job next door to you, and they're going to call somebody else. They don't know you exist.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
So, like, even, if I was to do this, where would I end up on the page?
You'd be right next to the map there. You have the same type of listing as the other two guys that are there right now, James Modet and Kaufman and Davis. And honestly, their reviews aren't that great. I mean, if you come in here and you knock out the first couple of jobs, I mean, you'd probably be the most well-reviewed guy for the area. You're only talking 20 miles that you're trying to cover. I mean, there's a lot of people in that 20 miles, but you'd have the best reviews pretty quickly there.
Yeah, I'm just looking through them all.
Mhm. Yeah, you see the map there, where it says businesses.
Yeah. Well, see, the only thing I got is Plumbers Little Falls Google Guaranteed. It all comes up.
Yeah. The Google Guarantee guys are pay-per-lead. Like I said, I mean, I could get you there too, but it's going to cost a lot. Like Central Plumbing and Drains is paying like $1,500 a month.
Yeah, he comes up on everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's doing Google Guaranteed, though. So every customer gets a $2,000 insurance from Google. And then Google also verifies that he's licensed, insured, registered, you know. So the customer is getting a lot of guarantee from that. Like, okay, if something goes wrong, you know, Google's backed it. They've also made sure this guy's got the insurance to back it. So it's like, if I have a major plumbing project, I'd probably go with that guy. Just make sure my house is triple protected. But those guys also are doing pay-per-lead. You know, they have a really high conversion rate, so they're paying top dollar, but, you know, almost every call that they get is pre-screened and pretty much a done deal. Like, the homeowner's already picked them. But for an emergency situation, that's not necessarily ideal because they're not always available. You know, the local listing guys are usually the guys who get the call for emergency situations, same day, next day stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely sounds good. I mean, I'm probably missing out on the opportunity, but I got a pass right now. Like I said, I'm going to finish off Angie's for the month, see what that develops into. If it doesn't pan out, doesn't do more, nothing picks up, then I'll call you back. And if there's no
let me ask you this.
No,
I hear you. Yeah, we'll definitely fill it. But I was going to say, like, we have this package that I'm offering you. It's called a platinum package, and I just mimicked basically what these two guys have here, Kaufman and James Medit. So, you know, their packages come with other things like Facebook ads, a website, Yelp, Yellow Pages. They're doing like an A to Z marketing campaign. That's what we'd be doing for you. But if I don't touch Facebook, you know, and just focus on the local listing and your site here, I can actually get it all the way down to $199 month to month. And I know you're saying price is the main thing because you just invested in a home advisor by Angie's, but, you know, I'm telling you, hindsight's 2020. If you fast forward like 2-3 months from now, I'm sure you'd be a lot happier paying $199 with unlimited amount of local leads versus whatever home advisor is going to be charging you per lead each month. So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure like that.
I hear you. What do we got to do to set it up?
Well, I just got to create your account and then submit it to Google. They'll send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that I'll need from you when it comes in. And then we'll need to do a client interview like later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you, so we could customize your website and the campaign and what we're targeting. So right now I only need like 2 to 3 minutes, but I'll need like 30 to 45 later today or tomorrow for that client interview.
We could probably do it later today. Like what time later today? Like after you verify everything or for something else?
No. So I could do it today. I have, let me see here. Eastern Standard Time. I have a 4 to 5 available. I got a 5 to 6 and a 6 to 7 appointment. Which one worked best?
Let's go 6 to 7 for me.
You want to go 6 to 7? Okay. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation here, and then I'll text you. It's going to automatically text you like 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder, make sure it's still a good time for you. What's your email address where I could send this invitation?
It's everything's all smaller letters. BILLYG 3899
BillyG3899@gmail.com. Okay. Okay. Usually go by Billy or William?
William.
Okay. I'll call you William. I have it down as William too, because I'm going to send you an invoice receipt, an outline of the agreement, and we also have a tracking system, an app. It'll help you keep track of all these guys while you're working the full-time job. So if you're missing calls all day because you're working full-time, that's fine. You could go home at the end of the day, open up your app there on your mobile device, and it'll have all the leads saved there. You could just follow up with them and schedule them in your free time. I mean, get this business off the ground finally. What's your last name, William?
Gorinchak.
G-O-R.
G-O-R-I-N-S-H-E-K.
S-H-E-K. Okay. And you're the sole owner?
No, my wife's the owner of it.
Okay. But you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what's your business street address? I could send your Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail.
270. Ives Road, which is I-V-E-S, Road. Little
okay.
Falls, New York.
Got it.
13365.
Okay. You want me to hide the street address or you want me to leave it?
That's just my home address. It's everything's it's working out of my house, so.
Okay, yeah. I'll hide it.
I don't.
You're
I don't
going to them.
Huh?
Yeah, you're. I'll hide it because yeah. You're going to them. They're not coming to you, so it doesn't make sense for me to post it up there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not going to come in here for next to nothing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would just be bad. Okay, so I'll have it hidden. It'll still say city, state, and zip on your Google business profile, though.
Whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, it's good for them to know you're local anyway. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
For right now, it would be nights and, or I guess after 5 and weekends.
After 5 and weekends. So you want to go like 5 p.m. to what, 10 p.m. is the cutoff?
Yeah, actually 5 to 9. It's dark here. I'm not going to get much hours in after work. But I mean, unless I'm in calls, I get out early or something, then it's different. But
yeah, you can always push them out. You know what I mean? Or if it's in the afternoon. There's a little green and red icon there too, so it'll let them know to... They won't call you until you're ready to actually receive calls. But it's good. It'll help you get this thing off the ground. So Saturday and Sunday, you want me to put open or?
Yeah.
Yeah, open available.
Cause I'll make my own schedule for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can just hash it out with them once you got them on the line. That's the main thing, is just getting them on the line so that way you got an opportunity. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check. I'm not set up for card yet.
Okay, no card. All right, so I got your account created. You should receive the invitation for the client interview here. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the it's going to be $199 actually with the discounts. How did you want to do that?
I have a card here for you.
Okay, now is this just under your name or does it say the business name as well?
No, it's just underneath my name.
Okay. All right. Let me see here.
I haven't gotten a business card with my name on it yet.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure I add the business name to it so that way you guys could still write it off later as a business expense because you'll get it back that way.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure the invoice matches up with that. You can get it back that way and with the clients that it brings in. So it's a win-win situation. And then, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. Should start with a 5. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4866. 4265.
4265.
3409.
3409. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
727.
727, and then 3-digit code on the back.
290.
290. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification here, William. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
J.W. Plumbing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
William Gornchak. Worker.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, William, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. I do understand that this is a part-time business, but when you are available, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
That's just within your operating hours there. And then it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Run that by me again.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying here is Google wants to make sure that we know about all your online listings. We don't want any discrepancies or misinformation on online, so nothing with a wrong name, address, phone number, or website. You shouldn't really need anything else after this, and it's fine with like what you currently have, but we're just saying like after today, if you're going to add something online, just double check with us that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your listings, causing any discrepancies on any of those listings.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 31st, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our Pro Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew automatically each month on the 31st day. If there's not 31 days that month, it's going to roll over to the first of the month. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do ever decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment goes through, you're going to get confirmation of the payment. Oh. Uh-oh. I got an invalid account number.
We missed a number on it?
Yeah, we must have. I can't see the card, though. It codes it out. It just tells me it's a MasterCard ending in 3408. So can you repeat it back to me?
Oh, that's why. Right there. That's the reason why.
It was the last four?
It's not 3408.
Okay. What are the last four digits?
3409.
Oh, nine. Wow. Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. And then
that'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, that'll definitely do it. Usually it's very specific. 3409. And it keeps changing it back to 08 when I change it and try to update here. Please confirm full. Okay, I need you to actually read the whole card number back to me in order to reprocess it.
5171.
5171.
4866.
4866.
4265.
4265.
3409.
3409. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
7/27.
July 27. Okay, and three-digit code on the back?
290.
Okay, and just to confirm, it says your name too, right? William Gorenchek?
Yeah, William W. Gorenchek. But
okay.
Yes, William Gorenchek says my name right on it.
Okay, because it's going to send everything in writing, so it has to match up. I mean, anything's wrong with name, address, business name, phone number, it'll decline it.
Okay. No, I mean, it's William W. Gorenchek is what's on the card.
Okay. I don't think I need to put the W in there. I just got to make sure everything's spelled properly.
I mean,
okay,
you didn't ask for it, so that's why.
Yeah, no, it's not required, the middle initial usually. But I did add the business name in there. So it doesn't say there's anything wrong with that. It was just the card number. So it looks like the payment cleared. You should receive some text messages here in just a second. I'm going to stay on the line with you and make sure you get them. There's going to be three of them that will come through. They're also going to be sent to your email. One of them is going to be a form for Google verification. Another one's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. Sign off on that when you get a chance. And then you'll also have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Now, I'm going to be your account lead, William. So from time to time, I'll be checking in with you. But I do have a team of guys here that are going to help me with fulfillment of your account. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we have 24/7 customer service. It's actually the number that I'm texting you on, but it's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from our company moving forward as well.
All right. And that's the number that you got?
Yeah, that's the number you have. You also have my direct extension in there, too. It'll come across as, like, your account lead. So if you want something done quick, you can call me directly, But like I said, we got a team of guys. Like, I'm not the only person that's going to be helping you with everything. Like, you're going to have a different representative that'll contact you for the client interview this afternoon between 6 and 7.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that, I can tell you your authorization. Can you look back through here?
What was that?
What's the authorization? It says approved MasterCard.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know how that got approved, but okay.
Yeah, your payment was cleared at $199.
Yeah, I understand that, but then it says invalid account number. Is the right? Oh no, that is the wrong account number. What the hell am I? That's why. All right, never mind.
Yeah, that was probably the first transaction. They're probably sending you a notification.
It was, and I don't know why I was thinking that. I don't know why I was thinking the last number was 8. Jesus Christ, it ain't 9. Oh my
God. It's okay.
So your direct number's in here any which way. And what'd you say I had to do with these?
One of them's an outline
access
of the agreement
your
in writing. You already signed it?
No, I'm asking, like, access
your
dashboard, is that?
Yeah, that's a tracking system. We have an app you can actually download, William. If you just go to your app store on your phone and type in Local Splash, you can download our app, and then that username and password will log you into your own tracking system, and you could track all the leads, clicks, calls, everything we're doing for you. That'll be like your little centralized hub for everything. I think that's what's actually going to make your life a lot easier if this has been a part-time business, because we'll still be working full-time on getting the clients and getting you exposure. And that'll capture all the information. So at the end of the day, you know, if you decide you want to continue to work at the end of the day on this, you could call those people back and schedule them and start lining yourself up with work 5 to 9 during the week and then on the weekends.
Okay. So my dashboard is basically my username is my phone number. The password is big clips.
Yeah. Once you're logged into the app, you could change it to whatever you want. But that's just your temporary one to get you started.
Trying to see where's your direct number and extension.
Yeah, it's the same number that we're texting and talking on now, but it's you have to hit 544 to call me directly. I thought I sent it to you already, but I'm gonna resend it right now too, just in case. It's usually attached to every email too. Here we go. I just set this generic one. Like, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. And it has my direct extension in there.
There you go. That's the one. Yep.
And then we're basically good to go for right now. So I want to officially, like, welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. I'll let you get back to your day. But remember, we have that client interview scheduled between 6 and 7, okay?
Yeah, okay. And then the other thing I got to do is go on to here and,
Once you're logged into the app, there's a section that'll say business info when you log into it. And that's where you're going to want to upload any like license, insurance, business registration that you have. That helps us Google verify you. And that's something that'll be readily accessible to your potential prospects. So they don't have to question, you know, the credibility of your business. They'll be able to see it right there. And then by the time they call you, it's just a matter of when can you get out and help me?
Okay.
So once you log in, it'll say business info tab, and then you could upload those documents. But again, you know, sometimes it takes guys a couple of days.
I didn't realize that it was.
Oh, go ahead.
It says, please note that this can take up to 45 to 60 days to begin seeing results.
Yeah, to see the maximum effects. They say that only if you're like one of those guys, like you sign up with me today and then you don't upload any of the info, you don't answer our call later. For the client interview, we're building your website, we're asking you questions you don't answer. So as long as you're proactive with it, it won't take that long. You'll be able to see results within the first month. Month two will be better because we won't have to build your website and get you verified and do all that stuff. And obviously you'll start to have like the branding effects of people coming back. So the longer you do it, the better it gets. But starting out, you know, we got to build the site and do those things. So you're not going to see yourself up there until we get those done.
You guys wouldn't be calling me right now, would you?
Not possible, though. I mean, unless one of my reps, but your account should be DNC'd across all the Google partner networks, so they shouldn't be calling you. They should know you're already working with them.
I'm living out of some type of spam or some shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's not good. Shouldn't show up as spam, but if you tell them you're already working with somebody, and then, you know, just politely decline if you do get another call, and then once you're on the first page, they won't call you to put you on the first page. You already got it.
Yeah, okay, easy enough. Okay, so what I got to do is I got to go on to here, and I got to download that app you said that's in one of these?
Yeah, I recommend it. I mean, they have the PC version, but the app's just a lot easier to use. So if you just go to your app store and just type in Local Splash, there's an app there, then you use your phone number and your temporary password, log into that.
Okay, so I still do have to go to access your dashboard here? Like these emails, they got me wanting to go to Local Splash.
Well,
and
you don't have to. There's one in there, though. It'll say, please click here, and it'll have a link, and it says to accept the subscription terms. That's more important right now, is just accepting the agreement and verifying that it was actually you. Google looks for that signature. And that'll also lock you in at the
dashboard
discounted price. No, it should say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll be in your text as well. That's how the text comes across.
Maybe it came in the text because I didn't get nothing otherwise.
Okay, really?
Local Splash. Yeah, all I got was Local Splash once from you. And then I've gotten Local Splash number, this and that, next thing. Local leads, contact us, potential leads calling.
Oh, yeah, it's the very first text message that you got from us. It starts with your name. It says, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And it'll have a link ending in your phone number, and it says to accept the subscription terms. It was sent about.
If you have any
questions,
feel free. Local Splash. William, you got the Google business profile. Local Splash, Robson, here. Thing. If you have any questions, feel call them. You can log into your account.
No.
Yeah. Local Splash, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That one.
Copy of your invoice email.
That one, yep.
There's okay, so,
right there.
So I just need to tap on that Local Splash terms and...
Yep, you go ahead and tap on it, and then there's everything in writing there too, William. So you have it all in black and white, all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation, it's all outlined. Even though it's month to month, we still send everything in writing, so you have it documented there. And then at the bottom, you have to authorize it. So you have to agree to the terms and sign off on it.
Okay, so up here on the top, cancellation,
that's,
refund, all that's just, oops.
Yep, and that's basically the only
thing. I
ain't got to
do anything there. It's local bundle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why the hell can I fucking scroll up on the phone from here?
It's just important to see the discounted rate is locked in, too, so that way you're getting the same deal every month. Because usually, like, the guys that are up there now, they're paying a bit more. They also have Facebook ads, too, but...
Oh, I do have a Facebook, but...
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. The $50 difference was Facebook ads, you know? So I could have done it at $249, and we could have ran some ads to your Facebook, drive some traffic that way too. But I mean, if it's a part-time thing, it's not gung-ho right now. But I guess once you build up your pipeline and you're ready to go full speed, that's another thing we could do for you too. Have like 10 different ways we can get you leads.
Looks like your subscription is not active.
Yeah, I literally just submitted it, so it might take a second. You're saying you downloaded the app and try to log in? It's saying that?
No, it put me to this after I signed it.
Oh yeah, it took you to the login.
Yeah. Hang on, confirm. Yeah.
You're doing great.
Yeah, after I signed it and I said confirm, whatever, it took me to the login.
Yeah.
Or I did log in and it says reactivate
your account. You're signed. Yeah, no, you're signed. So all you have to do right now is just be prepared for the client interview. This account is going to be pretty empty until we have you up and running. There's really not a lot of data in there anyway, but they're going to generate it. By the time the client interview comes around, you should be able to go ahead and log into that. I recommend just downloading the app in the meantime and then be ready for that call at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so I go on to my app store and just do
Local Splash.
Splash.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to stay on the phone here for a minute, because this never works for me, so.
That's fine. It says LS and it's got a little splash like water.
All right, hold on. Yeah. And this says Local Splash. I'll do it. I ain't pulling up. All right, Local Splash Communications. LS, you said?
Yeah, it'll say LS. If you just type in Local Splash, you'll see an LS.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting is LS, Local Splash Communications.
Yeah, no, literally... Yeah, if you literally type in Local Splash, it'll be the first one that pops up, and it's just like a box. It'll say LS, and the L's orange, and the S is blue.
Oh, okay.
And it'll say, you see it?
Hang on 1 second for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do see it. Hang on 1 second for me. I gotta take this.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right,
can you
still there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going
to
hang up on you.
I'll go back to here. Local Splash. Yeah, I know. That was... All right, so now I just got to install that. Once it's installed, now.
Yeah, then once it's installed, you get
and
your
then I'm just gonna...
phone number, password. You're good. So you've already signed your subscription terms. You're downloading this app. I mean, you're ahead of the curve already, you know? Some of these guys takes a little bit. But once you get into the app, there's a section called Business Info, and then you want to go to the bottom of that and upload your documents. So it'll ask you for, like, if you have license, insurance, business registration, and it's pretty easy if you have the app on your phone. When you go to upload documents, it'll flip around to the camera, and you could literally just snap a picture of, like, license, insurance, business registration, and hit upload. So it's super easy. And then once you've done that, that goes to Google. They have it all, and they'll verify your Google business profile.
What's business information? I just hit on the business information because it's not letting me do nothing.
Yeah, if you
or
click
do I gotta go to enable?
Info, yeah, if you click on it and then scroll down to the bottom, it'll say business documents.
No, it's not doing shit.
What?
No, I'm tapping on it. It's not doing nothing.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get in here.
Call, leads. I mean, I'm hitting any one of them, and none of them are doing anything.
Okay, give me 1 second. It might just be because you're...
It says not. Counting. Not. No, another time, enable. You can always adjust these later from within the system setting. Enable or not another time. Or no, another time.
You should enable. So that way you have... The app has access. Let's see here. Start by logging in here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in. So, okay, so account settings, personal info, billing, business information. Oh, okay. So you gotta go. It's not business info. You gotta go to the section by your name, and it'll have your name in the corner, top right corner.
Hang on. App permission. Yeah. Before we get started, you should grant microphone permission to ensure best calling experience without any further interruptions. To place and receive, no. To allow phone to allow calls.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. I mean, calls to you from Google are going to be recorded, so you'll have recordings. And then also calls from you to our company and vice versa will be recorded, and then they get saved in there. So there's never like a... He said, she said, you know, everything's transparent. And we know where you're at. And then that's,
I got to click them both, I guess.
Yeah, you got to enable it. But once you're in there, it'll say local splash, advanced reporting, and then your name will be to the far right. If you click on your name, it's under account settings. And then you can scroll down from there. It'll say personal info, password, billing, and then it'll say business information. If you click on business. Right,
hold on, it's still trying to load.
It's okay.
I just agreed to them two terms and then it won't start doing anything.
Yeah.
Just trying
right
to
now,
load up.
It's going to be pretty blank though, I'm telling you. There's not going to be much in here. Like a lot of the times what we do when we sign you up, it usually takes about an hour for them to create. It's like automatically generated, but then they have to create the back end, like your client relation management or your business CRM. So it usually takes about an hour. So I don't know if we'll even be able to fully log into all of it right now. But that's why we have client interviews same day or following day, because then when you get on the line with those client interview reps, they'll be able to walk you through it. It should be active by that time.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We should bring in every project.
This right here is what I have to.
What was that? William, you cut out.
No, I'm just waiting. The thing's still trying to load on this, the whole screen, so I don't even know if it's even there yet.
Okay. You got it on a PC or are you on your phone?
I'm on my phone.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I don't know if this thing just takes that long or what the, you know, it won't log, it won't load the website or whatever I'm supposed to be on.
Shouldn't take that long. Might just be because we're on the phone. If you're doing it on the phone though, too, I mean, you only have so much broadband or bandwidth on the phone to be able to be connected and downloading an app and logging into it. That's why I was saying, they'll walk you through it, like, step by step. Like, we're basically good to go. But during your client interview between 6 and 7, you know, we could revisit this. You're, like, way ahead of the curve, honestly. a lot of times guys is like, okay, we signed them up. You got your UN, your password. Do this. We'll see you at the client interview. You've already signed it. You've already downloaded the app, logged into the app. So now it's just a matter of uploading business info. But they're going to need to go over that business info during your client interview anyway. So I'm telling you, where you're at right now, there's basically nothing else that you need to do. Just make sure you're prepared for the call between 6 and 7.
Yeah, I will be. So
okay.
I'm just going to venture back off in this thing that local.
Yeah, don't drive yourself nuts.
Yeah,
don't drive yourself nuts. I love how proactive you're being. Honestly, that's a good sign for me, though. I know that if you're on top of things, that it's going to work out for you really well. But don't drive yourself crazy right now. You got a team of guys here, and they're going to make it a lot easier. The hardest part is really just getting in there. Once we have all the business info, it's pretty hands-free, smooth sailing from there.
Okay, all right.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you do have questions, comments, or concerns, remember, we're just a phone call away. But enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call between 6 and 7 for the client interview, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, we'll talk to you then. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, you're welcome.